Warmer winters are endangering the Tug Hill Plateau's $80 million a year snowmobiling business. And at the front lines of managing slushy snow and thaw after thaw are the volunteer snowmobile clubs that maintain the trails. A ride with a trail groomer on an actually snowy day during a very bad winter on today's Story of the Day.
Support for Story of the Day comes from the St. Lawrence County Community Development Program, now accepting applications for the Head Start program to prepare children ages 3 to 5 for school, online at slccdp.org/head-start.
Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Tuesday, March 5th. First up, doctors and athletic trainers are conducting a statewide effort to get student athletes and their parents to take concussions seriously. Brian Atkins is one of the speakers at a workshop on concussion prevention and education tonight at 6 o'clock at Potsdam High School.
The research continues to show that the earlier somebody reports and does through a thorough evaluation and is managed properly, the most successful that they are when returning back from that type of injury.
Atkins is head athletic trainer at St. Lawrence University. Tonight's workshop at 6 o'clock at Potsdam High School is part of a statewide outreach effort from the Brain Injury Association of New York State and the State Athletic Trainers Association. Other workshops have been held in Plattsburgh and Watertown. Yesterday, we heard from people in the business of snowmobiling on the Tug Hill Plateau, how they're managing warmer winters. Today, the volunteer snowmobile clubs that groom hundreds of miles of trails. Amy Feireisel reports.
A huge metal building sits high on the Tug Hill Plateau. It's the Turin Ridge Riders vehicle barn. Inside are the club's groomers, basically enormous snow tractors. And each one has a name.
This is Robbie. This one is Blackwell.
That's 40-year-old Chris Skipper, the president of the Turin Ridge Riders Snowmobile Club.
And then Skidmore is outside, and Pixie is in the lean-to.
They've got cute names, but these are huge machines, 50 feet long, 20,000 pounds heavy, capable of moving through heavy and deep snow. Each one pulls a drag, which makes those clean, flat snowmobile trails.
There's moguls that get built up on the trail, and we utilize the drag. It actually cuts those moguls, processes the snow, and because snow is a crystalline structure, it allows the snow to move around, which creates heat through friction, and that crystalline structure then readheres to itself and then makes a nice flat trail.
Each winter, this club maintains about 50 miles of snowmobile trails with around the same number of volunteers.
Their time, some of them give an hour or two, some of them give months of their life to this cause.
And this is a year-round operation. In the summer, they're fixing groomers and repairing bridges. In the fall, they're marking trails. After snowmobiling ends, they're cleaning it all up and getting ready for the next year. Today, with snow on the ground, Skipper is taking me out on a short grooming run.
Cool. All right, awesome.
All right, now, go for a ride.
A snowstorm came through a few days ago, and it looks like a snow globe. Snowmobiles whiz by as I climb steep steps into the groomer named Skidmore.
I'm going to get in first, if you can hop in right behind me. There's two seats here.
Okay, great.
We settle into what feels like a tiny cockpit high off the ground.
We're going to shift into drive. So right now I'm just going to plow this little snowbank out of the way here.
Wow, you are moving a lot of snow.
Oh, yeah.
Typically, if there's snow, the club has got three groomers out 7 days a week. Each shift takes between 6 and 10 hours. Skipper says some folks take multiple shifts and really have the touch.
We have some people who are supremely skilled who operate heavy equipment on a daily basis, whether it be bulldozers, graders, cranes, and they are fantastic.
The Turin Ridge Riders are part of a huge volunteer ecosystem here in Lewis County. Seven different clubs groom over 600 miles of snowmobile trails. The clubs buy and maintain equipment through grants and fundraising efforts. Skipper says they do it because snowmobiling is a huge economic driver here. About 900 jobs and $80 million in annual sales are linked to snowmobiling.
You know, a lot of people in Lewis County, you know, work in snowmobile and snowmobile-related industries or tourism-related industries in general.
We turn onto Seymour Road, a state truck trail. It's bumpy because lots of folks have been out riding this morning. Skipper lowers the drag.
All right, so now you should be able to see the snow kind of processing through there.
Oh my gosh, it's almost like frothy, like acting like water or something.
Yeah, it kind of looks like, you know, this, like a slushy machine or, you know, at your local gas station. It's just the same concept.
The snow flows through the drag at a steady pace, and a satiny smooth trail is left in its wake. It's beautiful out, prime snow conditions. A recent storm, it's nice and cold. This used to be the norm on the Tug Hill Plateau, but that's been changing, says Skipper.
You can't argue with the fact that there's a difference, for sure. We keep tremendous logs and data around when we groomed, how often we groomed, where we groomed, so we can see that within the data.
Climate change is causing warmer, but also more erratic weather, and that's showing up in the data. Skipper says over the past decade, there's been slightly less snow coupled with many more thaws.
You know, a week of snow, followed by a week of rain, followed by a week of snow. So it's kind of more the wild swings in the weather.
That melts their base. It makes it a lot trickier to groom, and it's bad news for the snowmobiling economy. But ironically, sometimes the Tug Hill is busier than ever.
Especially over the past 5 years, the trend has been that if we have snow and it's okay snow, that means very few other areas in the state have it. So from an economic standpoint, when we do have snow, it's very, very busy.
Skipper takes a wide left onto a trail cut through private farmland.
Owned by one of our longtime landowners, it'd be Demko Farms. Landowners, without them, none of this would really exist. We'd be relegated to a very small playground of seasonal roads and state truck trails, and they would connect to nowhere.
Connection is important. The Turin Ridge Riders trails connect with another system that makes it possible to snowmobile all the way from Old Forge to Lyons Falls. Locally, their trails connect to small hamlets and the Tug Hill.
If I didn't put the trails on my land, they wouldn't get from point A to point B, from Branningham to the hill.
Mike Brannigan owns Woods Hill Farm, a 2,000-acre dairy with miles of snowmobile trails set up in the fields. He says it's the neighborly thing to do.
To get trails to go from one establishment to the other to bring money into the county. And when they come through, they stay on the trail. I've had no issues with them.
That's music to Chris Skipper's ears. He says volunteers go through great pains to mark trails clearly with flags, and they work closely with landowners.
When we have sensitive crops, especially alfalfa, we'll keep the trail probably about 15 to maybe 20 feet wide because we're trying to minimize the footprint.
Skipper points out some snowmobiles taking a break a couple hundred yards away. He says they're doing it right.
These people are right here. Like, they're just pulled off to the side of the trail, 2 feet off to the side to take a break. That's great, but we don't want to see people off of the trail.
Skipper says bad riding etiquette can tip the delicate scale, balancing recreation, economic activity, and the local opinion of snowmobiling. The truth is, while lots of locals ride, lots of locals don't. Back in the grooming barn, Skipper says even amongst the club's volunteers, ridership is limited.
In fact, I would say that out of our 50 or so volunteers, this may shock you, probably less than half actually ride snowmobiles.
Now, why is that?
They just enjoy the social aspect of it, and they enjoy, you know, doing something, again, that's not necessarily for themselves.
Skipper says lots of their volunteers also staff volunteer ambulances or help run local food pantries.
Whatever it is, you know, I think that generally people in Lewis County and even the North Country, I would say, are very giving and very philanthropic by their nature.
And while this winter has been spotty, when the snow's falling, volunteers like Skipper are out making it beautiful for riders. Amy Feiereisel, North Country Public Radio on the Tug Hill Plateau.
We have more news all the time on our website, ncpr.org. Music today by Evan Veenstra of Gananoque, Ontario, and Mark Corey of Watertown. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.